What is going on, everybody? My name is Jaina.
And I'm Trash.
And welcome to Cinecurious. This is our first ever episode of our new film podcast, eh, Trash?
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I can attest to that.
That's right, because anybody who knows us, like, it's gonna come as a huge shock to anybody listening that knows us in real life. But we are not prepared for this at all. We're just winging it, you know. So it's really unlike us.
Oh yeah, just flying by the seat of our pants. It's gonna be something. I'm really excited.
Me too. Yeah. We wanted to just kind of throw out an episode to, you know, do like the preview thing that the episode zero, I don't know, what is that in comic book terms? Like the year zero, is that how DC does it?
I'm not 100% positive. I'm more of a Marvel.
Fair.
Yeah. That's okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
talk about our goals for the pod and see, you know, talk a little bit about what it's about. So, you know, Trash and I started talking and we wanted to put something out there that was going to be really unique, something that's never been done before. And when we put our heads together on it, of course, you know, the first thing that came to mind was true crime podcast, right?
Oh yeah.
No, never been done. But you know, we thought we should take it one step further and do a podcast about movies, because that has never in the history of podcasting been done, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anything on that level, in this genre so far.
No. It's all like, you know, This American Life and Adam Carolla and that shit, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
No, for real though, regardless of whether, you know, it's a cliche thing to do because there's so many pods out there about film. One of the things that was a goal for me for a long time is I always wanted to go through the list of, you know, what's considered to be the top movies of all time. I'm not one of those people that was ever, I don't know, I was never really that great with movies. I kind of watched the stuff that made me feel good things. What about you, Trash?
Honestly, I'm open to everything. I love watching movies. I love being in that other, you know, kind of universe and letting go and going in there. But I would definitely not consider myself an expert on anything, but I do enjoy that medium of entertainment big time.
So you're okay with the movies that make you feel feelings?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the ass, but then you're like, oh, that was a good cry. Let's not watch that movie again for a while, at least.
Well, that's my thing, is like, I've made a conscious decision throughout my life. Like, I think it was after Fox and the Hound, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to devote anything in my life to feel bad, because I have enough things in my real life that will make me feel bad every day. So why would I spend time feeling like shit, you know?
Oh, that's understandable. Completely understandable. And yeah, I get it. But sometimes, like, I don't know, for me, sometimes I don't cry a lot in real life. But when I'm watching a movie, I can be more vulnerable when I'm watching, like, sitting there in the dark. I can cry by myself and then I get it all out and then I'm good to go.
So you're going to handle a lot of these movies on our list, I think, a little bit better than I'm going to then.
Oh yeah. No, I think I saw that Grave of the Fireflies was in there, and I don't know if you've watched it. I watched it twice and that was it. I haven't watched it since. And, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait for that episode.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what the show's going to be. Of course, you know, the tagline for the show is, you know, it's a journey through the top 250 films of all time. What does that mean though? Trash, you found this list for us. There's a ton of different things out there. You know, there's IMDb, there's Rotten Tomatoes, there's, I don't know, Metacritic, all of these different things, but
yeah,
you found something
bunch
that kind of combines it, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. I just did a search and I found the site, and it listed like from every single critical major ranking website. It just went through, someone went through and made this list. And it's pretty big. And it looks like it's an actually decent list. No, from what I know about films, like, it does, it has the classics, but then it has some that you're like, I've never even heard of this. Where did it even come from?
Yeah, there's, I mean, that's, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but even the first movie on our list that we're going to be watching coming up next episode, that's, I've never heard of it, had no clue. And then I actually watched the trailer for it, and so I was like, oh, wow, this is supposed to be a big deal, and I've never heard of it.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting when you're not, like, delve, when you're not in that community in such an intense way that some of these people are that do podcasts like this. There's a lot of things that I didn't realize were big deals in the these communities. It's going to be interesting. There's some things on the list that I didn't even realize were that big of a deal. You know?
Oh, okay, yeah. So talking about, like, we were just saying, like, oh, what is this? I've never heard of it. Well, just because, you know, it wasn't a huge summer tentpole blockbuster movie that sold tons of popcorn doesn't mean that you shouldn't have heard of it, right?
Right.
Shouldn't have heard of it? Is that a sentence anyway?
I don't know. Yeah, well, it'll work. It's fine. It's fine.
Perfect. So what we're going to do is every 2 weeks, we're going to watch another movie. We're going to go through in ascending order. Is that right? No, descending order. I always get those two conflated. We're starting at number 250 is what I'm trying to say.
Yep. I do believe that's the way we're going. Yep.
So we're going to start there and we're going to count them down from 250 to number one. The list that we're going off of, I think it's cool. They're taking combined ratings from critics and audiences to get the 250. So they're doing some kind of formula there where they're going through and taking those ratings from all of these different websites. It's Rotten Tomatoes, Metacritic, Critics Choice. And then also those are the critics' choices, critics sources. And then for the audience sources, they're using Rotten Tomatoes, Metacritic, IMDb, Letterboxd, TMDb. I don't know what TMDb. Actually, I don't know what the rest of these are. TMDb.
I've never heard some of these. I have never heard of. It's like
Just Watch. I know.
Yeah.
Blu-ray. Apparently, the disc format has a. Are you able to rate movies on Blu-ray? Is that a thing?
I think it might have been a thing. Like, if you have, I mean, some Blu-ray players are web enabled and some aren't, but I think the web enabled ones, when they introduce them, then they introduce that, like, online liking system, you know?
Confession time, I've never watched a Blu-ray.
You know, I have. I thought it was cool. I got a Blu-ray player and I was like, oh, it hooks up to the internet. Let's do that.
Nice. And, and then I just streamed everything.
Right.
Oh, this is great. My Blu-ray player goes online. Now I can watch what I want and not have to get my ass off the couch.
Right.
But yeah, so Blu-ray, Film Affinity, Dubon, I don't know what that is, Naven, and Mubi. So if anybody has any idea what those are, well, we're going to link that up in the show notes on there for you, and also at cinecurious.com, where you, of course, can point your friends to the show and have them follow along with us and have a good cry, right?
That's or be thoroughly disturbed, because I think some of these are a little out there.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't.
should I have more reason to be terrified, is what you're trying to tell me?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I just, heads up, there are some horror films in here.
I suppose. I mean, it's a little bit of everything that's in here. It really is, you know, the list that should be everything.
Right. Correct.
So, yeah, so not only are Trash and I going to be watching these films, but starting next week, our goal is to have a guest along with us every week, right?
Yeah, I think we were planning on that.
And it's going to be initially, you know, people in our lives, people who eventually then you are in the pod community. We'd like to kind of expand out and see, you know, who all we can get in here to talk about some of these movies with us. But at the end of the day, it's our goal is to not have that whole Like most of the film podcasts, I think, are very, like you were saying, trash. There's a lot of things in the community that, you know, aren't on our radar because we're not those cinephiles. As a matter of fact, that's where we came up with the name Cinecurious. We're not cinephiles. We're not cinephobic, but I'm kind of cinecurious, you know? It's like when I was in college, I'm a little cinecurious. I don't know.
Checking
2021, everybody's a little cinecurious, right?
Right.
One of my favorite things to say, actually, it's 2021. Everybody's at least 40% gay.
Well,
as long as we're on the topic.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to be a group of people sitting down and talking about these films and, you know, these being these highly acclaimed films, we're going to be asking the question, you know, why are these highly acclaimed films? And more importantly, are the reasons that they're on this list still relevant today? Because we have films in here going back 100 years, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some classics. There's some. Yeah, spans the existence of film, basically.
Are there any silent films on here before we got to the old talkie? I wonder if there's any of those.
You know what? I think there might be a couple. Yes, yes. I'm looking at the list right now, and there are a couple that I can tell right now. I may not be a cinemaphile, but I do know a few things.
You know, the really interesting thing with this is I'm also the type of person where very rarely do I expand my horizons into new things. I'm kind of like, oh, I know what I like. Thank you very much. Like, I'm going to sit here and watch my garbage CW superhero shows and pretty much anything that's put out by the House of Mouse these days. And I'm going to be good, you know.
Yeah. Comfort. You like your comfort zone.
Thank you. Yes. You know, yeah. I don't need your Shawshank Redemption. Thank you very much. I'm good. But that's another one. Like I've never seen The Godfather. I went out on a date with this guy a couple weeks ago and he was shocked that I had never seen The Godfather. And I thought, that's why he didn't call me again. Shit, I need to watch The Godfather. So I'm going to do this podcast where I watch The Godfather and then
honestly,
I won't get ghosted.
I'm going to say that it could have been that because some people are really, really, really into these movies and they will like, that is their cutoff point. Like if you have never seen that, we're done. You know,
I may have also said at the same dinner conversation that I hate the Beatles.
Oh, well, that could be it too. Yeah. That could have done it. Nailed the lid to the coffin.
Right. So yeah, my goal with this is really to expand my horizons and force myself maybe to have some uncomfortable conversations with myself as I'm going through some of these, you know, at a very base level, it's, you know, it's want to have that flex, like, what's up? I watched the top 250 movies of all time.
Well, and it is broadening your horizons. And some of these movies really are tough to watch. And some of them really are, you're going to want to reflect on them. Majorly, and it'll reflect on yourself and how you relate to the movie. And I think there's such a good selection that maybe you don't relate to most of them, but there are some that might stick out to you and that you'll be like, oh, this is my new favorite movie.
That's a really interesting thought. I never thought that I could, kind of flip my entire, I have an entire paradigm shift when it comes to my entertainment medium choices.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if that happens. There are some movies on here that I'm really interested to see that I've heard of, but I've never just, you know, had that urge to watch them. And
yeah,
I'm
so
really interested.
We talked about, you know, kind of me wanting to expand my emotional horizons, and that's part of why I'm doing this. What's in it for trash? Why are you wanting to go through this labor of love?
I actually do love movies, and I do like you, I watch them for comfort, so I usually stick to certain genres and certain movies I will always watch on repeat, like Coco, Disney's Coco. I'll watch that like 3 times in a row when I'm cleaning or something. But, I really like to expand my personal viewing library, what I've viewed, because film is such an interesting medium, and you can communicate so much different, so many different ideas, feelings, and just it's such a varied and creative process, and it's interesting to see some of these movies that aren't always on the radar, you know?
You know, you made me think of a good point here too, which is, you know, you're an artist, you know, you're professionally an artist, right?
Yes, yeah. I do graphic design.
Yeah, so you're going to be looking at this through different eyes than I would be also, you know, you're talking about the different things that you can do with the medium, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, she's an artist.
Yeah, I do have some of the lingo. But I've always had an interest in film, and it is an interesting creative medium to watch. I mean, everything's made by artists. Everything we watch, everything we read. And this is just another visual media that I'm excited to expand my knowledge set on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you were saying, though, and I'm trying to kind of shift it, because I'm willing to bet that there's going to be a lot of people that are similar to me, where they're like, oh, you know, I've never watched this stuff. Maybe I'll listen to these two talk about it first, and then I'll see if, like, I want to dip my toes into feeling all those feels and everything.
Oh, big time. Because I can already tell some of these movies are going to be pretty heavy.
But I don't want to turn off those other people, you know? Oh, so no, you and no, I were talking no. that, you know, we're going to have some palate cleansers in between episodes, too. If there's a few, like, rough episodes or a couple of rough movies back to back, we're going to put something stupid in there.
Oh, big time. Big time. I think that would that's a good idea, because some of these movies do need a palate cleanser for sure.
I think one of the things we could do with that is if people are finding this show for the first time, they could tweet us at CineCuriousPod recommendations for palate cleanser movies.
Oh, big time. That would be awesome.
And then I think maybe we'll just put them on a wheel. And, you know, once we're both crying messes at the end of an episode, it's like, palate cleanser wheel. I need the palate cleanser wheel.
That's actually a great idea. That is awesome.
Oh, it's UHF again. Okay.
I'm 100% behind this.
Excellent. We'll definitely make the palate cleanse wheel so we can make sure that we're taking care of our mental health too, and not susceptible ourselves to, you know, heartache after heartache after heartache. Because we talked about how long this is going to go too, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's 250 movies. That's, like, insane. That is
we're
a
recording
lot.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah, bi-weekly. It's gonna last a while.
No palate cleanse episodes. I think we wrap in November of 2031.
Oh, cool. You know. I mean... Oh, man.
How cool would that be, though, if this podcast, you know, if we actually do go, you know, post to post, so to speak, and go from 250 to 1? I mean, there's a great chance that we're going to pod fade in here at some point. One more reason for people not to become emotionally invested in our show. I really know how to sell it tonight.
Right.
Just think about that. The other part of that, though, is, you know, the fact that we are going to have palate cleansers in there. I wouldn't be surprised if we, you know, ramp up some of those every once in a while and say, hey, you know, we're going to go week to week to week or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll just put the feelers out and see how it goes. I'm excited, though. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, 100%. Oh. This is just going to be an experiment. It's going to be, I was halfway as joking, but I was, you know, serious when I said it's just going to be kind of a fun labor love for us. It's going to be a hobby. No. We're not going to look at the statistics of the pod. We're just going to put it out there. And if people want to join us on this, great. If not, we're going to be enriching our own lives, right?
Right, right. And we'll just be talking to ourselves. It's fine.
It's at least we found each other to talk to ourselves with, though, as opposed to the two of us wandering around our respective apartments, muttering to ourselves and our cats.
Right. Oh, I did that today. That was weird. I feel bad for my neighbor.
Uh. Right. Do we have anything else we want to hit on, here, Trash?
I don't think I have anything else. I think we covered a lot.
I do.
Did you did you want to go over anything else?
No. See, so we're bringing it back around when I said that we were totally unprepared for this and we were just going to wing it. So right. I'm willing to bet that every single person out there even said, you know, they're telling us right now that their friends wouldn't believe it, that these two were going to wing it. I don't believe it either. They're not winging it. They're just saying that to make us feel better. Oh, no, we really don't have our shit together. And I'm just going to continue to talk to fill time while I get to these buttons here. OK, and there
normal
we go.
Normal people have scripts like, no. That doesn't fly over here. No, I can't do that.
Okay, so coming up on our next episode of Sin Icarus, it is Central Station. Central Station, the... what year did this come out? It was 1998. What are we thinking about this one? Have you looked up much of this one yet, Trash?
I'm looking at it right now. is it foreign? It is a foreign film.
It is. So we're going to be doing some reading right out of the gate.
Yeah, my ADD is going to love it, but it's fine. I'll just have to watch it slow.
How do they not have the IMDb link right on here?
I don't know. That's really so this, weird.
This is directed by Walter Salles. Apparently, he shows up on this list a few times, actually. It's a motive journey of a former school teacher. Writes letters for illiterate people and a young boy whose mother has just died as they search for the father he never knew. It's going to be a feel-good one right out of the gate. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to jump in with both feet right on our next episode, Central Station from 1998. If you want to watch it ahead of time and see if your opinions line up with ours. If people want to get a hold of us in the meantime, you can, of course, go over to Twitter, hit us up at CineCariousPod, or head over to CineCarious.com, point your friends there, show them how to subscribe, or hop over to iTunes, give us a rating, and say, yes, these bitches don't know shit. And well, actually, no, keep those ones away, but give us a 5-star anyway. The algorithm doesn't know the difference.
It's the internet. The points don't matter.
Until next time, for the illustrious Trash, my name is Jaina, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.